to Rest and Recreation, a companion to Routines and Ruts, the interview podcast exploring how we navigate the pendulum swing of our days. These mini episodes shift the emphasis away from what we do or don't do to celebrate how we replenish. I'm Madeline Dore, and each week I've been sharing reflections from interviews as well as things I'm reading, pondering, and learning. And here I am with the final episode of Season 2. My hope is that Rest and Recreation has given you a slice of R&R to pause and reflect on the quieter spaces in our days and our inner life. The street artist Banksy once said, "If you get tired, learn to rest, not to quit." It might sound counterintuitive, but breaks and rest are what help us continue on. Yet we can often resist them or feel guilty for taking them. Maybe that's because breaks tend to have two sides. We can feel the loss and grief of, say, a broken heart, or the uncertainty when our routines or our everyday lives have been broken or disrupted. And we can also seek the rejuvenating break of a holiday. So a break can be both what disorientates us and also what sustains us. I think this can occur on a micro level. In my do-it-yourself workbook, Time, Space, and Quiet, for example, it's a 3-hour focus session, and the break is really what makes the focus possible. Taking a 15-minute break in between 45-minute focus work periods teaches us to pause, to refresh, to keep up momentum. But these breaks can also feel really uncomfortable. We might resist interrupting our flow or feel uneasy doing nothing for 15 minutes. So we can be tempted to overlook it or skip the break entirely. But when we repeat this on a larger scale day by day, we can wind up teetering on the edge of burnout. So while it can be difficult to stop when we're in flow, or we might resent it or feel guilty about doing nothing, it really is what can sustain the flow. So what are a few things that prevent us from finding the beauty in the break? Taking a break and finding rest can sometimes be seen as lazy, and that might have something to do with how rest or breaks were treated when we were growing up. This notion really clicked into place in my recent conversation with psychotherapist and author Hilary Jacobs-Hendel. She spoke about how much of the ease or the resistance we feel towards rest can link to how doing nothing was framed in childhood or our early years. Here's Hilary.
My parents both worked. They were hard work. My dad was a psychiatrist and my mother was a big shot interior designer. But they, on the weekends, they lied around and they never, I was never told I had to get up and get out. We all kind of like lied around on the weekends. But my husband came from a family where he feels a little more guilty when he's lying around. He talks about himself doing nothing. And I say, no, you're doing something. You're taking care of yourself. You're resting. So it really, I think a lot of this depends on what was modeled for you. But we can also shift and shift in the ways that we want. And that has to do with processing emotions.
If you struggle with feeling guilty for resting or want to flip the narrative that rest equals laziness, it might be helpful to zoom in on the benefits of rest. In an interactive project titled RE, designer Molly Grover explores 5 physiological and psychological processes that occur during periods of rest. They are that it helps us recharge, reflect, restore, remove, and recover. I'd really encourage you to explore the project and those 5 beneficial processes at re-st.mollygrover.com. Molly writes so beautifully on rest and its place in our lives. She writes that rest is indispensable to both our physical and mental well-being. Periods in which work is ceased provide spaces for life to exist outside the perimeters of productivity. Rather than an optimal leftover activity, rest constitutes a crucial opportunity to recharge our energy, reflect on our thoughts, restore our focus, remove what is unwanted, and recover our equilibrium. So if you struggle with finding time for rest, it might also be worth tuning into your style of rest. For me, I'm a scattered rester. Working mostly as a freelancer, I don't have a set routine, so my days are a mix of rest and focus. Perhaps other freelancers or those of you whose job blurs into their favorite leisure activities can relate to this variety of rest. I wake up at varying times, I nap, I take entire days off midweek, but then I might work late into the night on a Friday or rise early on a Sunday. I've never really felt a need to take a holiday because I scatter moments of rest between focused work day by day, week by week. My days are half holidays, half work, and I'm learning not to judge myself for what my day looks like. But perhaps you prefer to have a set day of rest, something many of us might have lost as our weekends have become crowded or every day feels the same during the pandemic. Or perhaps you're someone who has long stretches of work, say project by project or really busy periods, and so therefore taking a holiday or a vacation makes the most sense, or maybe even a season break where the work is switched to something a bit quieter. If you're feeling too busy to rest, then it might be helpful to view a break as the very thing that provides you with the thread to keep going. As Hemingway said, "I learned never to empty the well of my writing, but always to stop when there was still something there in the deep part of the well and let it refill at night from the springs that fed it. I worked until I had something done, and I always stopped when I knew what was going to happen next. That way, I could be sure of going on the next day." While that example is specific to the writing process, I've applied that analogy to things like running, life admin tasks, almost anything, so perhaps you can too. Stop while the going is good so you can keep going. If you really just don't enjoy doing nothing, and that's okay, perhaps it's important to remember that rest or a break isn't always simply doing nothing. Rest actually provides the space for recreation. It gives us space to think creatively and to tap into what we want to do, not just what we feel like we have to. Remember how last week I spoke about how we're like sponges? Sometimes you need to do nothing but absorb inspiration. So rest or taking a break can look like reading. It can look like going to museums. It can look like doing whatever it is that tops up that well. But you also can't sit around and absorb too long. You can't have too much of an over-soaking of all that inspiration because it can become stifling. It can become like inertia. So just like a sponge, you also need that squeeze. You need the doing, the action, the outpouring of that inspiration. And that's where the focused work comes back in. You can see how the rest and the work are interconnected. Taking the break is really about giving room for that inspiration. Moments of rest or daydreaming create space to make novel connections in our mind. It can also be where we make the most progress. That flash of insight, that big aha moment, that's priceless and doesn't come when we're squeezing too hard. As the poet May Sarton once wrote, "Everything that slows us down and forces patience, everything that sets us back into the slow circles of nature is a help." So find the beauty in the break. Be okay with what is left undone. Sustain your work by sustaining yourself. You have to breathe in to breathe out. Allow yourself to rest, pause, ponder, daydream, be still, soak up inspiration, listen, watch, reflect, and embrace the possibilities of the break. Thank you for listening to Season 2 of Routines and Ruts. I hope you found inspiration, guidance, and a moment of R&R with these mini episodes. I will now be taking a break of my own and will be back for Season 3 next year. To stay tuned for when I'm back for Season 3, it's best to subscribe to the show wherever you hear your podcasts and also sign up to the semi-regular newsletter at extraordinaryroutines.com. I'll pop a link in the show notes. Thanks again for listening to Rest and Recreation. Remember, there's more to the days than doing, so look for the beauty in the break.